True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up now to get on the Rude guest hotline, R-U-U-D. Rude makes the best, most reliable, comfortable heating and air conditioning equipment in the DMV. Our boy Neil Greenberg joins the program now, sports writer, stats, evaluations, analysis, fantasy, gambling, all of it for the Washington Post. You can follow Neil at N. Greenberg. Greenberg, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing super duper. How are you?
Dude, do you ever, now, plead the fifth as necessary, do you ever venture onto these streaming platforms for your sports?
How do you mean?
What you talking about, Willis?
Well, this big one just got shut down, and I just don't think it's a coincidence
that the season is about to start.
That it got shut down.
Oh, no. I pay a boatload of money to see all these games.
To various services, so do I. So you and I are in the legal boatload.
Gotta pay for something eventually.
Yeah, and I honestly believe cutting the cord is more expensive now than it's ever been, and you're probably better off just getting like one mega package because you're spending like $15 here, $10 here, $19 here. It's a lot.
Well, dude, and far more annoying. Changing from one streaming service to the next.
It's the worst.
Far more annoying.
Trying to find. I have an easier time finding True TV than I do trying to find these games where they're at.
Well, speaking of the games, dude, we've made it. We've made it through the desert. NFL Week 1 is here. We'll get to the Commanders. What are you most excited about? Like, what are some of the biggest questions you think? Now, you don't get any answers in Week 1. You got to really hesitate with the NFL to start drawing conclusions too early. But, like, what are you most excited for this weekend?
I'm excited to see if the Chiefs still got it. I think that we're starting to get some, you know, rumblings in our tummy that maybe there's going to be some turnover at the top. And they're obviously the creme de la creme in that regard. I'm curious to see which... I'm curious to see which of these young quarterbacks take a step forward. I like Carolina for that because I think Bryce Young could take a step forward. So I'm interested in that. And then I am interested in what happens with the Cowboys after this tumultuous offseason. I want to see what happens. I personally think that Jerry Jones is more of an NFL guy than he is a Dallas Cowboys guy. And what I mean by that is I think he's more interested in the NFL being really big and making a lot of money. I think the Cowboys end of it is secondary. I'm just curious to see if this is the year where that really hurts the club. So I'm looking forward to that train wreck.
Biggest story in the NFL this year, you think?
Biggest story
that you're looking for this year. Yeah, the biggest story. Whether it's
Commanders,
something that's in the beginning.
Commanders year two under Dan Quinn. I think that has the chance to be one of the biggest stories in the NFL if they play really well. If they fizzle, I just think it's going to take a lot of air out of the tires. But I think if they come out swinging in week one, then I think that they're going to be the story, especially if Jaden Daniels plays well. There'll be MVP talk. There'll be, can they make it to the championship game again? I just think there's a lot of upside with this Washington squad in terms of media coverage.
Dude, if Jaden plays well, I don't know that we've played this out. There's a tier of four quarterbacks that have established and separated themselves in the NFL. Three of the four have won MVP awards. Another's gone to a Super Bowl in Joe Burrow. Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar have separated from everyone. Jaden is next up. Like, if he forces his way into that conversation, which I legitimately think is highly possible, I mean, the sky is truly the absolute limit here. Hmm. Like, people talk about the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs. The Bengals' defense is so bad that it kind of limits what they are. But I don't know, man. Like, obviously the Eagles are there, but the Eagles are there more of a 1-53 just dominance. It is remarkable to think about what the ceiling could be here for Jaden Daniels in year two.
Yeah, I mean, especially if those other quarterbacks take even a minor step back, right? I mean, if there's any, I mean, Mahomes had a pretty shaky season. What was it, 2 years ago? Like, he wasn't looking like Mahomes until they started making that championship run. But yeah, I mean, it's no knock on Jaden to be one of the first ones outside that elite bubble, right? Like, there's no shame in that, especially in year two. There's no shame in that being a veteran quarterback. There's no shame in that in year two.
Yeah.
Again, I just think the media wants this to succeed because we love talking about heir apparents, right? Like, we love talking about teams that are taking the next step, teams that are comeback stories, right? Snyder era ushering into the new ownership with Peters and Quinn, et cetera. So I think that there's really a big chance for this Washington Commander story to blow up.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, certainly. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You give him a follow at @ngreenberg. Let's get into some specific stuff. Tomorrow night is the opener, Eagles-Cowboys. You're welcome to come to MGM and hang out with me and B if you want, Neil.
Drinks on JP?
Sure. I will buy Greenberg a beer. What do you expect in that one? Like, there is a subplot here of everybody thinks Dallas is just cooked. And you mentioned, I agree with you. It's hard to look at the way Dallas operates and believe football is the priority for that organization, at least from the top levels. Obviously, players and coaches. Brian Schottenheimer's trying to win every game. But, like, ownership has too many options.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Irons and lots of fires for that to be the sole priority. What do you think of this game tomorrow night? I mean, the Eagles are going to be raising that banner. The Eagles are already pretty loaded. Like, it could be interesting.
That's a tricky one.
I mean, this should be a slaughter. Like, this should be a situation where Jalen Hurts asserts himself, doesn't really have much to worry about, you know, in the defensive line because they lost their best player. Dallas will remains to be seen what kind of offense they can put together. You know, they got to play, like you said, in a tough situation on the road, raising the banner. Everyone's going to be pumped. I don't think Dallas is going to be competitive in this one. I could see it being pretty lopsided at the half. And I think, you know, this is another one of those games where we're not going to learn a lot in week one just because of how the NFL is. But Philadelphia really does have a chance to come out. And this is kind of like one of those games with Philadelphia where it's if they win, okay, they were supposed to win, and if they lose, you know, maybe they're not as good as everyone thought. Like, there's no middle area for them. But I do think that they take care of business.
But we've been around a long time now, and Neil, I'm going to say this. Normally in these ring ceremonies and all that type of stuff, the whole squad doesn't normally play great. Because as much as we say that the people don't care about all the other stuff, you get caught up in the hoopla, and you forget about the damn game.
The Lions beat the Chiefs, what was that, 2 years ago now in the opener?
Yeah. But I think those are two very good teams. I think this is one very good team and one team that has a lot of question marks, lost its best defensive player, arguably the best player on the team, arguably one of the best players in the NFL. So I just think that's it's tough. It's going to be a tough matchup for Dallas. You know, these division games do end up being wonky a lot of times. You know, we've certainly seen that with Dallas and Washington in terms of one team is supposed to, you know, boat race the other one and it doesn't happen. But I do think that this one should follow the script.
I tend to also it looks like the weather should be pretty good in Philadelphia. Like, it doesn't look like there's an exterior factor that could enter.
What's the line?
It was
7.5,
wasn't it? Okay.
Maybe 8.5.
Greenberg, I know you do your own power rankings, which I appreciate. Do you do them going into week one, or do you wait till you've seen a little bit?
No, I do them into week one. Why wait? I have the Eagles as 5.5 points per game better than the Cowboys. I have the Cowboys as -1. So my line would be 6.5 plus. My line would be 7, Philadelphia -7, 7.5. What is it? -8.5.
This thing's an 8.5.
Yeah, but that's also mine were before the trade, so I can see why it moved a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair because that trade doesn't only impact the actual on-field product, right? Like what happens Thursday night without Parsons. That's also got to give some pause around that locker room.
Pause around the locker room, and then even game plans going forward against them.
Right.
You worried about Parsons. Now he's not on the field.
You have to look around and say to yourself, are we really trying to put the best product on the field when we lost our best player? Like, that to me would be the biggest thing. You know, it's going to be it's going to be felt, that's for sure. And if not, kudos to Dallas.
I agree with that. What other games this weekend? I want to get to what you think about Commanders-Giants, but what other games this weekend do you have your eye on? Do you think maybe you see some value?
I think the Browns taking the points against the Bengals is worthwhile. Joe Burrow doesn't really play well at against Cleveland. And, you know, I like Tennessee. I like the team total for Tennessee is 16.5, which I think is relatively low. I know they have to go into Denver, which is tough. I know that they have a rookie quarterback, but typically speaking, we should see like 19, 20 points or so from a team in that situation. So I like the over on Tennessee's team total. And then I'm I also like Miami straight up against Indianapolis. I don't know how Daniel Jones at Indianapolis is favored over Miami. Maybe I might be proven wrong by the weekend, but I'm taking Miami straight up.
The rookie quarterbacks from last year, I think they fared well. Jaden was the best of them all. Now you get the guy back in Minnesota who's going to be probably starting this year. Where do you think they start ranking when you start looking at those historical quarterback drafts?
Well, I think this one could be – I mean, this we could look back on this pretty fondly because of Jaden Daniels, obviously. I mean, he certainly seems to be the top. I think we need, like, another year or two to figure it all out. Okay. But certainly, if we're talking about a league MVP caliber quarterback, you know, from this situation – and then you have Caleb Williams. You know, you talk about J.J. McCarthy. I think Michael Penix could take a little bit of a step forward. I don't think Bo Nix was as bad as everyone thinks, but we'll certainly see that as well. So I think what this draft had going for it was there were so many quarterbacks picked in the top 10 relative to other years, and then Bo Nix at 12. So I think if we get Jaden Daniels fulfill his trajectory where he's going – and then if a guy like Drake May takes a big step forward, which I think he can in New England, you know, Caleb Williams gets a new coordinator, he starts doing stuff, you know, we could start looking at this draft as one of the better ones.
What's a team that you think has high expectations around the league that you think will underperform?
Detroit.
Really?
I think Detroit's...
You think losing the coordinators?
Yeah, I think losing the coordinators is trouble. I think the harder schedule is a little bit of trouble. I just think that if we're looking for like letdown city, you know, that's a team that really had a lot going on. They're going to be playing first week at Green Bay, which is tough normally, but I think Green Bay is one of the better teams. I want to say the executives just ranked them the second best team in the NFC behind Philadelphia. So that's, you know, certainly no gimme for them. That's a tough game one. They lose that, you know, we're already in the hole. You know, they get a interesting game against Chicago, against their old coordinator. You know, that's certainly not a gimme. And then they got to play at Baltimore on Monday Night Football. Those are three tough games for Detroit coming out of the gate.
Right out the gate. Ooh.
And what's a team that's maybe underrated that you think will overperform?
New England. I've been on New England for a while this year. I think that they have the ingredients to take a step forward, especially with the young quarterback. Obviously, we saw in Washington what happens if you have a quarterback, you know, go from average. You have a team in Washington below average quarterbacking. They get above average quarterbacking. You know, it obviously makes a huge difference. So I think New England's one of those teams to watch as well.
All right, and then lastly, Greenberg, Commanders-Giants. The numbers, one of the bigger spreads this weekend. The Commanders are laying 6. I did see that dip to 5.5 for a brief moment. It looks like it's still 5.5 on FanDuel. What do you make of Washington and the Giants this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, there's really no difference between 5.5 and 6 because the most frequent margin of victories is 3 and 7. So if you like Washington, you know, you'll probably want to, you know, you'll take anything up to -6.5 and feel okay about it. I don't know if this Giants team is going to be very good. I'm expecting Washington to win. I don't know if they can win in a blowout necessarily, but I do think it's going to be a friendly crowd. You know, this is... To me, this is the game, and this is going to sound silly because it's a week one game, but to me, this is the game that Dan Quinn really needs to go well because they got off such a high from last year. And if they lay an egg, like I think that's the worst thing for the narrative. But, you know, you come out solid, take care of the Giants, who you should probably beat anyway. You know, again, kind of one of these no middle games. If they win, they're supposed to win. If they lose, you know, we have a lot of question marks about them, but I think that they'll be fine. I'm very interested to see how they use Deebo Samuels, though. I think that could be one of the most exciting parts of the game.
There you go.
Dude, I am too. All right, Neil, we appreciate the time as always.
Appreciate
buddy.
You, bro.
Okay, I like you guys very much.
We like you too.
We like you,
we
man.
We love you, Neil.
I love, you guys too. All right.
All right. Bye, brother. That's our boy Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at @ngreenberg. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. We're going to run through the league, talk about some win totals all over the NFL, including your Washington Commanders. Nobody go anywhere.
Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You get adjusted in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Best part, Rude systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. The variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control. Lets it operate efficiently, even in extreme conditions. I just got my Pepco bill, I guess for August, right? Because now we're in September. Joint was lower than it was a year before. And it was plenty hot in August. And I think that's a direct result of getting new systems, getting Rude systems. They lower your costs, man, and your house is just perfectly comfortable. Another thing that can help, tax money. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.